Browns have reported the rookies starting training camp today. Veterans report Tuesday, Dano, is the day, and then get rolling on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
That'll be fun.
We're going. It's official.
Yep,
it's amazing. I mean, I can't believe we're here. It has felt like it felt like January to about April went as slow as molasses.
It sure did.
And then April to now has flown.
Absolutely. And
now we're looking at football once again.
And right as training camp starts for some teams, every team at some point, Browns rookies today, things are happening around the National Football League. First and foremost here, T.J. Watt gets his contract extension in Pittsburgh. And Tom, there's that little rivalry. I'll call it little. Maybe it's huge. I don't know. Between Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt. But it's interesting that T.J. gets just a little bit more money than Myles Garrett. So I'm sure there is something to the rivalry. It's like when Francisco Lindor got, $351 million? And was it Fernando Tatis got $350 million? It was something like that.
I think there's a little more of a personal rivalry between those two than they let on.
Yeah, like, I think it seems that way, doesn't it?
It seems like it's, and I know, Miles is very aware of his stats at all times. So, Watt is a fantastic player. Like we said before, both works of art in many ways, both the foundational players for their respective organizations, and two guys we enjoy watching on Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays, Monday nights. Great players.
It is really true. And, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you're trying to bust out a little bit, because the Steelers, for most accounts, are third right now. Everybody thinks in the AFC North. It's like when you're stacking up the teams, it's Baltimore, first and foremost, then it's Cincinnati. And then people are wondering about Pittsburgh. I think it's essential for the Steelers that they brought back Watt. He's happy. He's on board. And you go from there. Because, Tom, you would think on offense, are you have Aaron Rodgers? How's that going to work?
How's it going to work? Who knows?
I would think he could be okay.
Yeah.
And he was okay last year with the Jets. But Aaron Rodgers usually isn't just okay coming back from, his torn Achilles the year before. I wonder... Is it the second year off of his injury he's a lot better, or is it the second year off of his injury his age shows up even more? He's in a new system, and he's just playing out the string.
Well, he played pretty well down the stretch last year, to your point, Jeff. And you know what? And much like Willie Mays falling down the first baseline, and we talked about LeBron earlier, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going out like that. Like, I think he wants to go out on a high note, if you will. And so I think you'll see the best of whatever he can give at this point, right? So, but getting back to TJ, I think you're right. I mean, this was also a message by the Steelers that we want to hang on to this guy who means so much to us and our identity. I mean, TJ Watt has become as beloved a player in that town as Mean Joe Green, for that matter, right? I mean, he is the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. I also think about Miles all the time in that comparison, and I think about, what would Miles' numbers be like if he had Cam Hayward playing alongside of him?
Well, maybe he will this year,
Yeah.
Mason Graham, does he step in? Does he become something? I honestly think that is something to really watch in this Browns season, because though the Browns, I think, have had some competent defensive tackles, I think Dalvin Tomlinson,
I was just going to mention him, yeah.
He did a nice job.
Sure did.
But I can't think of a primo, upper echelon defensive tackle playing next to Miles. They've had good ones, but not that primo guy. And maybe Mason Graham, who Dan was on long before the Browns ever drafted him. Dan just kept saying, give me Mason Graham. Well, you get Mason Graham. And I'm real curious to see what happens there and if he's able to do it. From all accounts, he could be a really good player for this football team for a very long time.
They need it.
Yeah, they really do. I was sad to see Mike Williams, the wide receiver, retiring from the Los Angeles Chargers. And this is just a guy that I've always liked. I remember when he was in college at Clemson, and everybody, and this is not revisionist history, but everybody was saying, man, this quarterback at Clemson, he looks really good. This is the guy. And his name is Deshaun Watson. And I said, okay, yeah, he looks pretty good, but I'll take that wide receiver. I thought Mike Williams was phenomenal at Clemson. And then he came into the league and was a big target, big body, big play guy who just got injured,
yeah.
Tom.
That, well, he's one of those guys,
yeah,
right?
8-year yeah. NFL
is that,
career.
Is that what it was?
Yep. Yeah. 8 years.
I didn't realize you're such a wide receiver aficionado.
I pay attention to wide receivers.
That's your position, huh?
Well, he was so good at Clemson, man.
Yeah.
He was really good.
Long, rangy, good hands.
Big body.
Ran well for his size, little Cedric Tillman action there.
Well,
we'll see.
That's why I look at Cedric Tillman and I think,
man, upside.
That grouping of games when Jameis was throwing him the football, he was top notch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that made you think, okay, you missed on Anthony Schwartz and you missed on David Bell, it looks like. But boy, you haven't missed on Cedric Tillman. And then, unfortunately, he came down with got the concussion and was out the rest of the year.
What was the reason for Williams retiring? Injuries or?
I think he said he was just beat.
At the end,
yeah, I'm beat up. He went back to the Chargers and he thanked him like crazy. You know, he signed with him.
Yeah.
And but in his little announcement, he said, "Thank you to them, but I've had enough."
You know, we've talked about this briefly before, though, Jeff. I wish fans could appreciate what these guys, and listen, all well-paid, et cetera, getting to play grown men playing a boys game, that kind of thing.
Yep.
The wear and tear on their bodies is just extraordinary. And I mentioned it earlier too, that documentary I would urge people to watch that quarterback documentary on Netflix. I'm just going to give them another plug there. It shows Burrow in the offseason and what he puts his body through, what all these guys put their body through to be able to be out there and absorb the punishment they do on a week-to-week basis. It's pretty incredible.
The balance that they have to have between rest, which is essential, and then stressing your body by working out like crazy, which makes it healthier, but is still work that you kind of have to, you know, it makes you stronger and better, but you still have to recover from it.
Yeah, they show Jared Goff sprained his ankle last year. I'd forgotten this. And he played the better part of a month on an ankle that probably would have put you and I in bed rest for 2 weeks.
Wow.
He went out there week after week and played.
It's an amazing thing to see what these guys go through. And it made me think one thing. When Tim mentioned Alabama, when Tim May, who was just with us, and he mentioned Alabama and Joe Namath. And if this is going way back, anybody who's in our age group, Tom, would get this. When Joe was with the New York Jets, he was so much fun. And he could sling it, and he could dissect the defense and all. But he didn't move very well. His knees were shot. You can go, I think it's on YouTube, and look up Joe Namath video of when he played at Alabama. He ran
mobile. Yeah,
he ran so well.
He was more of a runner than a passer, I think, actually, because of the way Brian ran the offense.
I couldn't believe it. Because
is it really him?
Yeah, the only Joe I knew couldn't move. And it just goes to show what happens to the bodies of these guys. And you know pro football players who have moved on or retired. I know guys who have moved on or retired. When I see a pro football player who's retired and he's not limping or not nursing his shoulder or not telling me about multiple body parts that are being replaced, I think, congratulations. You dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
You dodged it.
It's part of the reason Joe Thomas went out when he did, right?
Like
once it finally got to the point where that streak was no longer alive and he was injured, well, that's it. It's why Joel Bitonio thought very seriously about not coming back for this next year.
And Joe seemed elated when he retired. You know, as I've said on our show before, he never missed a play until he did.
Got out in one piece.
Never played another one.
I know.
Nope, never did. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.